Phone Boy Speaks, episode 629, Link Rot.
How many links from the year 1997 on the internet still actually work? Probably not many. And so a user of Pinboard posted a note and had said something a lot, or he took an old bookmark file he had from 1997 and essentially imported it into Pinboard and figured out how many were, how many of them were still valid. And it turns out by the time you do all the analysis, and some of the URLs work in the sense that if you click on the link, it goes somewhere, but does it go to the original place? In most cases, not. And so really, we'll have to look here. So for the, for the links he had 226 links. And of those links, when you get right down to it, 205 of them failed in some way. Which meant like over 90% of his links didn't lead to where they originally were beforehand. And now, I mean, I've been through this process myself. I mean, I've had links to content on my own site over the years, and I've changed content management systems more times than I can count. And so link rot is something very real. And in fact, one of the things that, for example, the Google gives you with their analytics tools is the ability to see what URLs are hitting your site, the links that should be there that aren't, and so you can actually fix those, which is really cool. So if you care about link rot, you can actually fix that stuff yourself. And I've done a bit of that on my own site. I've from time to time I'll take some time and go through that list and try and put the content back that was originally there, because I used to run an FAQ site on checkpoint stuff way back when, and I don't really want to maintain that anymore. I'll put the content back up there, least as good as it was. I have to sift through three different versions of archive.org to try and find the most current information and then, go through and reformat it. But I want to at least preserve as much link rot as I can. And of course, suggest that maybe you should contribute to the Wayback Machine, financially speaking, because they actually do the internet a great service by helping to preserve sites that go down for whatever reason and don't come back up. So, bit rot is real, or link rot is real. And that's the challenge. Keeping this stuff up, more or less forever it definitely takes some work. And I'm hoping not to have to change content management systems anytime soon, but that's, unfortunately it does happen. And hopefully, when it does, I can preserve the links that are already there and we can avoid yet more link rot.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.